With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Mark Ludwig won the Democratic primary in the 80th State House District in August. That makes him the Democratic challenger to Republican Mary Whiteford in the district that includes most of Allegan County. Mark Ludwig, thank you for being with us. So let me begin by asking you, if you are elected, what's at the top of your list as a state representative?
I think the most important issue really is actually government transparency, which is not as sexy as many of our issues, but it's really kind of the key to unlocking the rest of it, is figuring out who's talking to who and who's working for who up in Lansing. Right now, we are rated 50th in the country for government transparency, and that's because the Freedom of Information Act does not apply to the governor's office or the legislature, and that makes it very difficult to know what's going on up there.
Would that transparency also include things related to campaign finance?
Absolutely. I think this idea that there can be these entities that can have unlimited donations, which are essentially untraceable, is ridiculous. And at the very least, we ought to know where money's coming from, you know, particularly if we're not going to put any limits on it, which seems to be the trend.
One of the things that the Center for Ethics and Integrity has mentioned when they have ranked Michigan low, as you say, 50th in the country, is disclosure rules. Should we know more about maybe even, you know, the business dealings, the personal finances of state lawmakers, the potential conflicts that they might have with bills that come before them?
Disclosure of the legislature's personal information, I think, is important. I think it's also very important for the legislative end to disclose when they take trips, when they have meals. I mean, right now, a lobbyist can feed your legislator just as much food as they care to eat. They can take them on trips, and the lobbyist end needs to report that. But I would like to see the legislators also reporting, totaling it up, and being a little more transparent on that stuff.
Let me ask you about PFASs. These contaminants have been found in water in Kent County and in various other places. Otsego's had its own issues with safe drinking water. You know, what are the things that you would be working on as a state lawmaker to try to address those sort of issues?
Well, clearly we got to get testing up and determine the scope of the problem. And when we started testing for things in Otsego because of the dioxin issues that people discovered, you know, yeah, we did. We found some pretty hot spots. This PFAS thing, which, by the way, the GOP sat on for 6 years, and more broadly, the EPA sat on for probably a dozen years, is really going to be a problem. And as we test for it more, we're going to find more of it. You know, we already had another big find up in the Grand Rapids area. What are we going to do? Obviously, there's going to have to be some improvements probably to some of our water plants. We're going to have to take a serious look at, especially, you know, people who are in close to urban areas who might have a problem. They're going to have to be hooked up to these municipal water systems in order to have safe drinking water. You know, in the rural areas, we're probably going to be talking about filters for a lot of people. And I think that's just going to be a reality given the scope of groundwater contamination, because it's been going on for a long time.
When you say filters, do you think that the state is going to be taking on a big expense to try to provide those? Is that the way you see it being done? Is the state handling it?
Well, I don't necessarily see the state buying everybody a filter, but I do believe it's important for the state to create awareness. And when these smaller PFAS hotspots are detected, let's try to find a mechanism to make sure that people find out about it. Hopefully, you know, you got to kind of split the baby here, because you've got people who have privacy issues. You know, they don't necessarily want to advertise to the world that their well came up hot. But, you know, what's our responsibility to our neighbors? And, you know, trying to find a way to thread that needle is going to be interesting and difficult.
On your website, you say that there are new economic realities that the state needs to adapt to. So what are those economic realities, and how does that adaptation occur?
What I'm referring to really is the march of technology. You know, of course, we've seen it for probably 25, 30 years in the automobile industry and heavy manufacturing, and that has just continued to work its way down into lighter manufacturing. And now with artificial intelligence, we're seeing it eat up more white-collar jobs. I mean, if you think about it, why wouldn't we be able to essentially make an accountant out of a computer? You know, something that can keep track of a lot of that. And, you know, there'll still be some people involved, but just less and less of them all the time. You know, I can see plenty of work to do, you know, cleaning up groundwater, you know, fixing up our broken infrastructure, you know. So, you know, we're going to have to kind of take a realistic look at where that labor market's going over time and hopefully get ahead of it a little bit.
Well, does that mean, you know, you mentioned some of the things there about infrastructure and treating groundwater. I mean, would those things fall maybe more into skilled trades than they would in the sort of traditional jobs that we think of that someone might get with a four-year college degree?
I think we're seeing more and more interest in the skilled trades, and that's been bipartisan, which is great. You know, I think we're realizing that, you know, it's nice to have some, you know, some of our bright, energetic people in those areas as well. I think more broadly, a lot of it just has to do with political will. You know, are we going to, for example, you know, find a fund again to clean up small toxic hotspots that aren't quite big enough for to become a Superfund site? You know, we had a pool of money for that. We burned through it. We're about done with it. And, you know, we need to find some more money again. You know, really one of my big beefs with the other team is they're terrified of getting enough money together to do anything. You know, they'll brag about how they didn't collect enough money for years and years on the roads, and it's all about, oh, we protected the taxpayer. Well, you know, if the taxpayer is paying to have their front end rebuilt every 2 years because it's all beat to heck because they're driving on these terrible roads, or they're paying real high auto insurance rates because the roads are a mess, is the taxpayer really ahead?
Okay, auto insurance rates, though, are we paying those because the roads are a mess, or are we paying those because of this rather unique system we've developed in Michigan?
I would say both. You know, like everything else in the world, it's math. And the actuary is going to account for the high levels of crashes because of the bad roads, and they're going to make sure that they're covering their costs for this unique system where we've got this long-term care insurance. One of the things I've been talking about is let's get to single-payer health care, even if Michigan's got to go first, much like in Canada we saw Saskatchewan, a western province, go first. You know, that may be what it takes. If we could take some of the pressure off that, you know, roughly 30% extra we pay on our auto insurance to cover this long-term care insurance, maybe we can push the cost down that way. But it's going to take a lot of different things. And frankly, it takes an insurance regulator that's not a lapdog. It takes an attorney general that's interested in leaning on insurance companies and beating down costs. And we just have not had that.
Mark Ludwig is the Democratic candidate for State House in the 80th District. That includes most of Allegan County. Thank you for your time.
Hey, thanks, Gordon. Appreciate it.
For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.